The girls' varsity soccer team at Bradford District High School, BDHS, is headed to OFSAA, Ontario Federation of School Athletic Associations, next week after winning the GBSSA, Georgian Bay Secondary Association, championship game Thursday against Barrie's St. Peter's Catholic School. The Bucks defeated the Panthers 4-1 at home after beating the Collingwood CI's team 9-1 on Tuesday. "This was from the beginning a team that we all say was magical," said head coach for the Bradford team, Aaron Carson. "The talent is incredible and we knew that this team could go far, and look what they've done." The girls were undefeated all season and have set an SCAA, Simcoe County Athletic Association, record, scoring 59 goals in 9 games, with only 4 goals against. Tegan Pear scored 2 goals yesterday and Alexis Delahunt scored the other 2 goals, one of them from a penalty kick. "It was a relief, I hoped that I would score, but you never know," she said. The team's regular goalie was injured, so leading scorer and striker, Kayla Gunn, stepped up and volunteered to play in net, even though she had never played the position before. "Talk about leadership and willingness to do anything to help the team," said assistant coach Brent Dyke. "It's come a long way because in grade 9 we lost the semis, then COVID hit and we came back," said Gunn about the team's victory. Tolu Oladunjoy says the win on Thursday felt amazing, and is excited to go to the OFSAA Championship next week in London. They find out on Monday who they will be facing. Emily Hill was very excited about the win and is looking forward to playing in the OFSAA Championships. "I think it will be a struggle but will be a lot of fun," she said. "I just want to say that I am so proud of these girls. They are a once-in-a-generation team and myself and Mrs. Carson feel honored to be their coaches," said Dyke. Co-captains Julia Scott and Seema Sakran from the St. Peter's Panthers were disappointed with their team's loss, but proud of how hard they worked all season. The pair were the only grade 9s on the team when they first started high school 3 years ago. Thursday was bittersweet for them, as grade 12s playing their final game as Panthers. "We fought," said Scott. "We work together as a team, go down together as a team. There was a lot of potential on this team, we all worked really hard and fought, till the end," said Sakran. "There were lots of memories made." Sakran is going on to play soccer in her post-secondary career, while Scott will be perusing volleyball. Laura Gully, one of the coaches for St. Peter's, was hoping for a different outcome for Thursday's game but was happy with the work her team's performance this season. "The season is short and sweet, it didn't end the way we wanted to obviously, but they were a very good, strong team and we aren't disappointed in our effort today at all," she said. "We have fantastic girls on our team, they are very skilled, very talented. We have had a successful season." She wished the Bucks all the best at OFSAA. "We'll regroup and come back even stronger next year," she said.